Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening with the Highland Radio News at 5:30. I'm Ryan Brawley. A look at today's headlines. Preparations are underway to reimburse those who have spent money in the defective concrete block grant scheme since March 2024, up to the new maximum cap. A record 17,122 people were homeless in January. The case concerning the murder of journalist Lyra McKee was before Belfast Crown Court today, and the HSE is investigating a small number of suspected cases of mumps in Letterkenny. All these stories and more coming up, and we will have an update of all the sport with Mark Gallagher at around 5:45. But first, preparations are underway to reimburse those who have spent money in the defective concrete block grant scheme since March 2024, up to the new maximum cap. The retrospective payments were agreed in December, with the commencement order signed this week. Councillor Martin McDermott, the former chair of the Donegal County Council Defective Concrete Block Committee, says the council is making amendments to its portal, including a new tile which will allow online applications to be made. He says the council will begin accepting applications shortly, with more staff set to be deployed to the administration of the scheme.
There will be a new tile that will be added to everyone's portal. That will be done hopefully within the next week and a half. At that point then, applicants that need and are eligible for retrospective monies will be able to upload their receipts. There will be an application form they will have to sign and fill in by their professional. Then that will be sent under the council. That will allow the council then to pay them the retrospective monies. There's a little bit of work to do, Donal, in between times for the local authority to get that all pulled together to make sure that the tile is working and to make sure that the regulations that are coming from the department tie with what they have already done.
The staff Donegal County Council has assigned to this are already worked to a very difficult extent. Is the council getting, as it's been constantly seeking, more staff to allow this to happen, or is this potentially just going to heap even more work onto an already under severe pressure office?
Yeah, it will certainly put more work on a really under pressure office. There is more staff that has been allocated to Donegal County Council and to the defective block team. There's a couple of new staff that will be starting within the next couple of weeks, and then there's a few more that will be allocated over the next couple of months. So to be fair to the staff and to be fair to the team and the council, they have a lot of preparatory work done on this. They have already been working with the IS section of the council to get the tile in place. They've had, you know, engagement with the department as to what the department want and what paperwork is needed to, for the retrospective money. And what it is, to be fair, it's not a major process, but it's a process that has to be followed.
A record number, 17,122 people were homeless in January. Department of Housing figures show more than 5,300 children are living in emergency accommodation. However, Donegal had a marginal decrease. Donna Marie Doherty reports.
Figures from the Department of Housing show 158 adults in the Northwest were homeless at the end of January, an increase of 3 on December's figure of 155. Of those, 42 were in Donegal, a decrease of 1 on December's figure. 31 families in the Northwest were registered as homeless at the end of last month, up 1 from December. And the number of dependent children in need of accommodation rose by 9 to 65 on December's total.
The case concerning the murder of journalist Lyra McKee was before Belfast Crown Court today. The BBC reports that the trial judge dismissed a defence application, arguing there was no case to answer due to insufficient evidence. The 29-year-old was shot in the Craigan area of Derry more than 6 years ago, while observing and reporting on rioting. The new IRA previously admitted responsibility for her death. Peter Kavanagh, 37, of Mary Street in Derry, Jordan Devine, 25, of Bishop Street, and Paul McIntyre, 58, of Kells Walk, are all charged with murder. All three men deny the charges. The HSE is investigating a small number of suspected cases of mumps in Letterkenny. They are advising that the viral infection spreads in the same way as colds, and those who have it are usually infectious from 2 days before swelling to 5 days after. There is no cure for mumps, with the infection usually passing within 1 to 2 weeks. The MMR vaccine is recommended by the HSE to defend against it. Minister for Foreign Affairs Helen McEntee says the government will continue to engage with the European Commission and other member states to address concerns over the Mercosur deal. It's after the EU decided to provisionally implement the agreement with South American countries. The decision was taken following the ratification of the treaty by Argentina and Uruguay. Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the deal will be fully implemented when MEPs vote on it.
Therefore, over the last weeks, I have discussed this intensively with member states and with members of the European Parliament. On that basis, the Commission will now proceed with provisional application.
A report on Letterkenny University Hospital's status as a Model 3 hospital is nearing completion. Councillor Kieran Brogan asked for an update on the process at a regional health forum meeting this week. Siobhan Maguire reports.
The review into services at the hospital is part of the process of creating a development control plan at the facility. The Capital Programme Oversight Board was established last year to oversee the creation of the control plan for the hospital. Work on the Model 3 report was then commenced by a health planning consultancy team, working with a project team and the users group within the hospital. That report is set to be finalised in the coming days and will be submitted to the hospital management team and regional chief clinical director. Once accepted by the regional management team, the report will be submitted to National Doctors Training Programme Model 3 Project Clinical Lead. It's anticipated that the development control plan will be complete by the end of September.
This month has been the most overcrowded February on record for hospitals across the country. Letterkenny University Hospital was among the worst affected, with 717 patients waiting for a bed throughout the month, ranking sixth nationwide. Meanwhile, Sligo University Hospital came in third, with 937 patients waiting on trolleys, bringing the total Northwest total to 1,654. Nationally, more than 11,500 people were treated on trolleys this month, according to figures gathered by the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation. The two teenagers killed in a collision in St Johnstone earlier this week will be laid to rest at the weekend. Today it was announced that Daniel Cullen from Drumleck Gardens in Derry will be buried in the city cemetery after Sunday afternoon Requiem Mass at Our Lady of Lourdes Church, Steelstown, while the funeral will take place for Kevin Porter McClune tomorrow. A third man, also in his late teens, was transported to hospital in Belfast with serious injuries. The local enterprise office in Donegal hit or exceeded all targets set for them during 2025. The head of enterprise revealed this at a recent meeting of Donegal County Council's Economic Strategic Policy Committee. Donegal's local enterprise office also highlighted numerous economic supports available to small and local businesses, such as funding to help businesses get online. Brenda Hegarty is head of enterprise. She says that there is a wide range of supports available through the LEO.
Yeah, so business supports are vital to drive our local economy. As we know, micro and small businesses is the major type of businesses that we have in Donegal, employing a significant number of people in every parish, in every community right across the county. So the local enterprise office have a wide range of financial and advisory supports to businesses. We can support businesses up to 50 employees, and we have direct financial support for businesses that may be manufacturing or trading internationally, and that support may be with capital equipment, recruiting new employees, digitalisation, and getting our local businesses engaged in automation and adopting new technologies is a key objective. And we have two supports under digitalisation. One is an audit where an expert can come into a business and see what their technology readiness is at the moment and what activities they can do to make themselves more adaptable and more efficient in the use of technology.
A Donegal woman who has been protesting at Board BAHQ for 24 days received a standing ovation last night at the Donegal IFA AGM. Christine Freel is one of five taking part in the sit-in and appeared via video link to the meeting in Letterkenny last night. The Donegal representative for the IFA's Farm Family Committee wants to see Larry Murren resign as chair of Board BA, as it emerged his company, Dawn Farm Foods, has imported small quantities of Brazilian beef. The Donegal IFA chair is Joe Sweeney.
The link-up was mighty. There was a standing ovation, and they're determined to stay as long as it takes. They have great resolve, and we're encouraging them. They're encouraging us. So between us, it's to try to bring it to a conclusion now. It's gone on long enough, but they're determined to stay till we get an outcome.
Nearly 320,000 households were in electricity arrears in December, the highest since the financial crisis. One in seven households could not pay their electricity bill at the end of last year, according to the CRU. The number of people behind on their electricity bills has jumped by 19%, and the average amount of arrears stands at €466. Suzanne Rogers from Social Justice Ireland says for all households, energy prices have increased, but for those with lower and fixed incomes, it's harder to catch up.
I think it's a huge difference between being behind by €40 in your bill or by €400 in your bill. And the average amount is for electricity, €466 in arrears. And for gas, it's €192 in arrears. So that's the bit that really, really worries me, because that just means it's really, really difficult to catch up. People are going to spend all of 2026 catching up on all of this.
Works are ongoing to lift the boil water notice in Culdaff. The notice was issued 10 days ago for the public water supply, affecting approximately 1,300 residents. Monitoring of the supply continues, and the results will be regularly reviewed and shared with the HSE. In the meantime, all customers on the Culdaff public water supply and the Three Glens Group water scheme are advised to continue boiling their water before use until further notice. The inaugural public meeting of Donegal's local community safety partnership has heard calls for more Gardaí in the county. Concerns were raised by local representatives about the increased availability of drugs in the county, while an increase in burglaries was also highlighted. This led People's Participation Network representative Joe Boland, the partnership's vice chair, to call for a renewed focus on neighbourhood watch and community alert. The need for more Garda visibility was also highlighted by members, with Ballyshannon-based Superintendent Sandra Duffy asked about the need for more Gardaí in rural areas. She stressed that it is a matter for the Garda Commissioner. The need for more Gardaí was raised by retired Sergeant James Treaty, also a member of the Donegal PPN.
I made that point there very forcefully to the Superintendent who was present there. And she is actually based in Ballyshannon, and she has autonomy right up to Chrysla. I mentioned the fact that from Remelton, right around the western seaboard, the coast, all of the Gaeltacht stations, very few Gardaí attached to them stations there. You have Kerrykeel, you have Carrigart, you have Buttonport, Annagry, right around. Very few of those stations are actually operational. I also mentioned the fact that two stations in my time in the JPC disappeared completely, and that's Dewery and Churchill. Both of them closed, both of them were sold off.
You did mention that the minister did say that if necessary, the old five district office model in Donegal could be revisited if the restructuring wasn't working. Do you believe it's time to have that conversation?
I feel that that conversation should take place. Policing in Donegal there is at a very low level. People, somebody made the point there that they could travel all of Donegal there, and very few Gardaí to be seen there. In my opinion, policing extends from outside the Pole Star roundabout to the mountaintop. There's more to policing than just simply in around Letterkenny. Policing should extend right out to those Gaeltacht areas. And the Minister Callaghan, when we met him, he did say that we could revert back to the older, say, where you would have a superintendent in Milford, you would have a superintendent in Glentis, Ballyshannon, Letterkenny and Buncrana.
It is 17 minutes to 6 on Highland Radio. All the sport with Mark after these.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports. Now stocking the new Donegal GA jersey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It is 5:45 on Highland Radio, and Mark Gallagher is at the sports desk.
Thanks, Ray, and good evening. We'll start with soccer. Finn Harps have made the long trip to Cove Ramblers for tonight's SSE Airchester League First Division clash. Harps bounced back from an opening day defeat to Athlone with a home win over UCD last time out. Former captain Declan Boyle says the Ballybuffet side are well capable of getting something from tonight's game.
You're going to have to defend well, and your front players are going to have to be very good in transition to cause them problems, to push them back when you are under a bit of pressure. But they're well capable of getting there and playing a big performance, you know. So this, you mentioned about the confidence from last week, you know, they'll gain confidence from that. They'll get in there and really good, form. I know it's a long trip, fair enough, but there's nothing better to go down there and pick up a point and go back up that road happy.
Elsewhere in the division, Cork City host Bray Wanderers at Turner's Cross. Athlone play Wexford, Longford travel to take on Kerry, and UCD welcome Treaty United to the capital. In the Premier Division, Derry City host Waterford at the Ryan McBride Brandywell. A Dublin Derby sees Bohemians play Shamrock Rovers. St Patrick's Athletic play Dundalk. Drogheda United host Shelburne, and Galway United clash with Sligo Rovers in the Connacht Derby at Eamon Dacey Park. There is one game in the NIFL Championship tonight. Top of the table, Limavady are away to Dundella. Cross Channel, Aston Villa will look to consolidate third place place in the English Premier League by winning at bottom club Wolves tonight. 41 points separate the teams, and this evening's hosts have just one win from 28 top flight games this season. Manchester City will face Real Madrid in the knockout stages of the Champions League for a fifth successive season. Pep Guardiola's side have already beaten the Spanish giants this campaign, winning 2-1 at the Bernabeu back in December. The City boss hopes their past experiences against the 15-time winners of the competition will help them again.
For our club, as much you play against the best teams in all history in this competition, you learn and improve and you are better in the future.
Elsewhere in the last 16, Chelsea will face holders PSG. Arsenal will face Bayer Leverkusen. Liverpool have been drawn to play Galatasaray. Tottenham will face Atletico, and Newcastle will face a big tie against Barcelona. Those ties are set to take place across two legs in the middle of next month. The draw has also been made for the last 16 of the Europa League. Aston Villa will face French club Lille in a repeat of their Conference League quarterfinal in 2024, while Nottingham Forest clash with Midtjylland once again after the Danish side won 3-2 in the group stages. Meanwhile, Crystal Palace will play Cypriot side AEK Larnaca in the last 16 of the Conference League after that draw was also made this afternoon. Celtic manager Martin O'Neill says he's surprised by Danny Rowe's comments ahead of Sunday's Old Firm derby. The Rangers boss thought their Glasgow rivals would have tried to go on to win the Europa League tie with Stuttgart after going a goal up so early in last night's second leg. Celtic eventually lost 4-2 in aggregate, and O'Neill doesn't feel Rowe is in a position to pass judgment.
He wants to be involved in some of these games. Yeah, I never saw it like that. I mean, if we were driven back because they are actually a very, very good team. They're in the top four in the Bundesliga.
In Gaelic games, the GAA annual Congress gets underway at Croke Park today. A total of 25 motions will be debated by delegates, while there will also be a ballot to elect a new president to succeed Jarda Burns next year. The motion that has been widely talked about is the proposal to extend the inter-county season by 2 weeks, meaning the All-Ireland Senior Hurling Final would be played on the last Sunday in July, while the football decider would be pushed back to the middle of August. Should this motion pass, it would mean the end of pre-season competitions like the Dr. McKenna Cup, as no inter-county competitions could be played before the fourth Sunday of the year. Well, our feature game this weekend is Donegal's game against Galway in the National Football League Division 1 on Sunday in Ballyshannon. Jim McGuinness's side have been flawless so far, taking 4 wins from 4 to sit top of the table. Galway, however, have only got 1 win from 4 and will be fighting for points to avoid getting dragged into a relegation scrap. Donegal's Ryan McHugh says the tribesmen will come to Father Tierney Park in need of 2 valuable points.
It's a cliche, but there's no easy games in Division 1, so there's not, you know. Thankfully, we've had a great start. So we've had, you know, like every match we've played, there's pros and cons of everything, you know, but thankfully we've got maximum points on the board and are in a good position, so we are. But no, Galway are I don't want to say fighting for their lives, because there's still obviously a couple of games left, but they are in need of points, so they are. So they're going to come up to Ballyshannon and obviously put their best foot forward. But again, it's a match that we're going to really look forward to, getting to play the best teams in the country. That's where you want to be as a player. So it is, Oisín, you know, and we're getting the opportunity to do that at the minute, is to play against the best teams in the country. And we have another chance to do that this weekend against Galway.
We'll have live coverage from that game with Oisín Kelly and Brendan Devaney from the 1:15 throw-in on Sunday afternoon. Also on Sunday, Donegal hurlers travel to face Louth, while the Donegal ladies are away to Mayo. In rugby, Leinster return to URC action this evening with an away trip to Cardiff. Kickoff is at 7 o'clock. In MMA, it's been confirmed that Derek Kelly will return to the PFL cage on the 16th of April. The Moville Mauler will face Sergio Cossio in a 155-pound bout at the SSC Arena and aim to move to 10-0 in his professional MMA career. Belfast, Paul Hughes will headline that event with a fight against JJ Wilson. And finally, it's a big night for Annagree Boxing Club. The club hosts a 14-fight event at the Ashland Centre in Ranafast with competitors from Connemara and all across Donegal. Doors open in Ranafast at 7:30, with the first fight getting underway from 8 o'clock. That is all your sport for this evening, and I'll hand back to you now, Ryan.
Thanks, Mark. The HSE has confirmed there are currently 379 people on the waiting list for new or additional home support services in Donegal, with waiting times of up to 40 weeks. Councillor Gary Doherty was told at a regional health forum meeting that the waiting list is reviewed on an ongoing basis and a priority rating of need is used to determine when services are allocated. Councillor Doherty sought and was promised a breakdown of where in Donegal people are waiting and more detail on how long they are waiting for. He welcomed confirmation that efforts are ongoing to recruit more staff, saying it's vital that more detailed information is provided.
The number of patients applying for support is growing and growing, but I think we need to drill down a wee bit more into those numbers. What I wasn't supplied with at the meeting was the various areas within Donegal. So for each of the catchment areas, you know, what are the waiting lists like? How long are patients waiting before they receive the service? You know, that's the numbers that we need to drill down on. And thankfully, the HSE has committed to providing me with those numbers. So we wait and see what they actually show when we drill down into them.
And with the figure that you receive, what would you like to see concerning that as a possible solution? Is it a matter of staffing, do you think?
Well, look, I think it's a matter of drilling down into those numbers, because the numbers will tell the tale about, you know, how long are the waiting lists to actually receive the service. Then do we have the staffing numbers to cover the number of patients that are on the waiting list? Is the waiting list growing exponentially as regards to staff, or are they growing at the same rate? That's the evidence that we need to look at. We can see from the broader figures that the number of patients that are seeking these services is going up and up. It's increasing year on year. That's a very broad outline. We need to get into the detail. So hopefully we will find that over the coming weeks.
Agus anois an nucht le Colm Ferrater.
Téimear is aisib Colm Ferrater an seo. Bé an grúpa factas tihíochta gaeltachta náisiúnta Chintan I mún agóide de mairt tímui de Chad Lyon le héileamh a dhéanamh ar an ara tihíochta gníomhú láithre ar an géir céim tihíochta agus teangas a gaeltachta dhéanamh. Mar tá léirithe sa taighde ar fad tá an géir céim tihíochta ag dul an olcas agus muintir na gaeltachta builte go dona leis. Caihí an rialta scríbhú láithre chun a cinntiú gur féidir le daoine maireachtal go buan sa gcéaltacht maidir leis an eachtas Chintan, áite mbíonn an dualgas pobal an gcéilge a chríomhnú anuas ar sin. Seolú seart in na gcéilge a mbailadún an áil sa gcéalscoil na gCeathrar Maistre inniu ag a haon dheag a chlog ar maidín le ceol siomsaíocht agus solastí an na ríthe lae. An caithir le a cáiste na Gaeilge an cóirlior Condé Michal Colm i gCeathrar Easpag a rinne seart in na Gaeilge a sheolú go hoifigiúil le báil den cáiste na Gaeilge agus oifigí eile ó ranúd na Gaeilge agus an tseirbhís lorlainne i láthair comáid. Corann seart in na Gaeilge úsáid na Gaeilge chun cinn nÉireann agus thar láthair ar an ceiliúrú is mó ar ar deanga agus ar gáiltar dúthais. Mar chuid den éile am mbliana, Coran líonra leite cenan carú thugad chláú don dúchlan bíad a géal factas a thugann seans de dhaoine más a thaispint don teanga fríd coppla fácail a lúirte an le. Agus tá óscion céad imeacht ag agraithe ag ranúg na Gaeilge de chuid an chóirle Chondé agus de gaholas faoina himeachtaí ag síomhan chóirle ná ag do lórlan áitiúil. Comáile sin, bé seminár ar bhreandal agus margaíocht dhéachteanga ar siúil de céadaine seo an ceathrá le do mí Márta ag a leathanaí dá dhéag ag Ibhreanaí Cearnóg an Mhargaí agus tá sin agraithe ag líonra le tú cheannan comáid. Sin mo thuid se Eli Go Léir, slán agus beannach.
And the weather tonight will be mainly dry, with mostly clear skies leading to a widespread frost and some icy patches. Lowest temperatures of -2 to 1 degrees in a light westerly or variable breeze. A sunny and crisp start with frost clearing tomorrow morning. Cloud and showery outbreaks of rain will spread from the Atlantic through the morning and afternoon, while a clearance will follow into the west later. Highest temperatures of 6 to 8 degrees with winds increasing moderate to fresh southerly, stronger for a time along the coasts. A look back at today's stories. Preparations are underway to reimburse those who have spent money in the defective concrete block grant scheme since March 2024, up to the new maximum cap. The retrospective payments were agreed in December with the commencement order signed this week. Councillor Martin McDermott, the former chair of the Donegal County Council Defective Concrete Blocks Committee, said the council is making amendments to its portal, including a new tile, which will allow online applications to be made. He says the council will begin accepting applications shortly, with more staff set to be deployed to the administration of the scheme. A record number, 17,122 people were homeless in January. Department of Housing figures show more than 5,300 children are living in emergency accommodation. However, in Donegal, there was a marginal decrease in the homeless figure. The case concerning the murder of journalist Lyra McKee was before Belfast Crown Court today. The BBC reports that the trial judge dismissed pressed a defence application, arguing there was no case to answer due to insufficient evidence. The 29-year-old was shot in the Craigan area of Derry more than 6 years ago while observing, rioting and reporting on it. The new IRA previously admitted responsibility for her death. Peter Kavanagh, 37, of Mary Street in Derry, Jordan Devine, 25, of Bishop Street, and Paul McIntyre, 58, of Kelswalk, are all charged with the murder. All three men deny the charges. And the HSE is investigating a small number of suspected cases of mumps in Letterkenny. They are advising that the viral infection spreads in the same way as colds, and those who have it are usually infectious from 2 days before swelling starts to 5 days after. There's no cure for mumps, with the infection usually passing within 1 to 2 weeks. The MMR vaccine is recommended by the HSE in defence. That is all from the newsroom for now. You can keep up to date with all the latest stories on our website, highlandradio.com. There are no obituary notices this evening. We will be back with news again at 7 o'clock.